That's why I praise your name, Lord. You've been so good to me.
I want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
I want to say thank you.
Oh, my God.
I want to say thank you.
My Lord. For me, even when I wasn't right, you came into my life.
Now I'm walking in the light.
You came into my heart. You gave me a new start. That's why I praise your name, Lord. You've been so good to me.
I want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I want to say thank you.
My Lord. For me, even when I wasn't right, you came into my life.
Now I'm walking in the light.
You came into my heart. You gave me a new start. That's why I praise your name, Lord. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah.
I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say thank you,
my Lord.
I want to say
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to every generation. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for our privilege of gathering together today to study your word together and to worship and give you praise and honor. I stand now, Lord, asking that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Because you are Lord, our strength, and all the blessings that we receive come from you. I've had the privilege of talking from the book of Nehemiah for several weeks. And it was talked about the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, the protection for the people of Israel. Nehemiah was the one who led in this major undertaking. People gathered together to rebuild the walls around the city. But things have changed now that has already been accomplished. A major assignment has been accomplished. It brings to me the memory of my ministerial journey. When I went to West End Baptist Church, they really needed some building being done. God enabled us to purchase land surrounding the building where we existed. And when that job was completed, people came in greater numbers and greater praise to God for what had been accomplished and had been achieved. Interestingly, I went to St. Paul Baptist Church and the same thing had to be happening. We bought houses around us and tore them down. It gave us a good location. We expanded the building, remodeled the business, and added new additions to the building. It was a wonderful, progressive move that we were able to make. But then the people came. They were already happy about the building. But they came to hear the word of God. They came to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, the same thing happened in the rebuilding of the walls and the protection of the people. People had gathered and they were comfortably at home. Now, let's talk about what happened after the building was built. I'm reading part of the scripture. All the people assembled with a unified purpose at the square just inside the water gate. They asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law, which the Lord had given for Israel to obey. God has given us his word, so we will obey. It says, on October the 8th, Ezra the priest brought the book of the law before the assembly, which included the men and women of all and all the children old enough to understand. He faced a square just inside the water gate from early morning until noon and read aloud to everyone who could understand. All the people listened closely to the book of law. People were hungry and thirsty for the word of God. What I desire and have always desired, that people in the congregation would have a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. And when one is hungry and thirst for food, they'll go somewhere and find some. If that money is funny, they're going to go somewhere they can get it cheap. But they're going to get the Word. They're going to get that food. And when people are hungry and thirsty for the Word of God, unfortunately, people don't make that sacrifice as you would if you were hungry for other things. The title of the message today is A Desire for the Word. These people had done all of this work building and rebuilding and restoring the place where they resided. But after that accomplishment, that achievement, they weren't just happy about the building, but they were hungry for the Word. Not only happy about the building, but hungry for the Word. And I can say with great joy, the same thing happened at West End Baptist Church and St. Paul Baptist Church. When all of that stuff was done, people started coming with a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God. The first seven chapters of Nehemiah focus primarily concerning the material needs of the people of Judah. But now, for the next three chapters, 8 through 10, Nehemiah will be the spiritual needs in Nehemiah will be spiritual needs of the people. Now, the primary attention moves from Nehemiah to Ezra. The transition from Nehemiah to Ezra is not that Nehemiah was not interested in spiritual things of the people, but because he realized that it was Ezra who was more qualified to lead the people to become more spiritual. A man building was concerned about one thing, but then there's someone more competent and capable of sharing the Word of God. So he switched it from his assignment to the assignment of the one who will lead in the Word of God. It's an amazing book. I can't seem to put it down. The following chapters will deal with the most important things of life. Listen to this. The walls, administration, and repopulation of Jerusalem will not make the city grand and glorious. Building the walls, I don't care how good they look, how impressive it looks, will not handle helping people with the Word of God. The city is not in good, even though the walls were in great repair now, and the city was not in good spiritual condition. They were not in good spiritual condition. Now, I'm just saying a few things right now, and I won't be long. So relax. I'm old, tired, can't remember stuff, so I write it down. Our president really needs to know that his knowledge, his wealth, and his power will never be able to make America great again. And I hear over and over again, he's going to make America great again. Which means that those of us who are spiritual should pray for him, I'm talking about the president, and for those who also believe that they can make America great again. They need to know, and we need to know, the only one that can make America great again is the one that was so great, so loving, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We ought to pray for the president. I promise you we should do that. But he can't make it great. So much for that. Four things that I want to say, and that'll be enough for this morning, for this day. First of all, let's consider the rarity of this desire of the people of Israel wanting now the word of God. I hate to have to say this. In a moment, I'll say it. In October, when the Israelites had settled in their vow towns, all of the people assembled with a unified purpose at the square inside the water gate. It is indeed rare to see all or most people assembled together on the divine call for the word of God. It's rare. It is rare. We'll come to worship, we'll come to praise God, sing songs, and do all of these things. But not enough of us come with a hunger and a thirst. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Rarity of the desire. I mean, these people were giving up everything now. We've got the wall built, we've got all of this fixed up. Things are in better, much better condition. Now there's something greater that we need right now, and that is to hear the word of God. The word of God. Again. The second thing, first of all, the rarity of the desire. I don't know how you feel about it, but I really wish. Because it's interesting to me. Our parents almost command and demand that their children go to school. They will punish them if they don't go to school. They want them to learn all that they are supposed to learn. How to read, how to write, how to talk, all of these things. And it was mandatory when I grew up. You were going to school. And I had to walk more than a mile one way to school in a one-room building. But they required, they demanded that we go, my family. And when it came to Sunday school, we had to walk that same distance. Because they were assured of the fact that we know how to get an education. You understand what I'm saying? To get a good job. And they required that we study the word of God so that we could please the God that created the heaven and the earth and from whom all blessings come. We sing songs like, praise God from whom some blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. We live in a time right now where people will sit and watch games, watch movies and stories. But we don't have that hunger and thirst for the word of God, such as what we ought to have. First of all, a request. They asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given for Israel to obey. Please keep in mind that Ezra did not engage in public reading of the Word of God until the people requested it. Until the people requested it. Ezra didn't come up with the Bible. All right, y'all gather, come on. That wasn't how it happened. He waited on them to ask for the Word of God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm glad that it was mandatory that I not only go to secular school, but that I made it to Sunday school and Wednesday Bible studies. It is impossible for us to live a life that honors God and not even know the Word of God. It's nice to show up, but it's better to study up so that we'll know what God would have us to do. We are the light of the world, and the world is looking at us. How we live our lives, how we show love one for another, how we show love for God, how we show love for family, how we show love for friends, how to show love for those who don't even like us. And only when you have hidden the Word of God in your heart and have the Spirit of the living God living within us to order our steps. A request for the desire. I really like the way Ezra handled this. He waited until he realized that they had that hunger for the Word of God. Then, first of all, not only the rarity of their gathering together, but the request that they made upon that desire. Then there's the reception of the desire. I'm sorry, the respect for the desire. Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform that had been made for this occasion. When they saw him open the book, these people that have gathered, when they saw Ezra standing on this platform like I'm standing right now, when they saw him open the book, guess what they did? They all rose up to their feet. They all rose up. When they saw Ezra open the book of the Word of God, they showed respect for the Word of God. We are to respect the Word of God. Every one of us, respect the Word of God. I said that my parents were very diligent in making sure that we respected people. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Respected our school teacher. Respected older people. They were respectful. And children of God, the people of God, ought to be respectful. All this comes out of the book. I didn't make it up. It all came out of the Word of God. The respect for the Word of God. When they saw Ezra stand up with the book of the law in his hand, the Word of God, they rose to their feet. And when they did that, Ezra praised the Lord. He was thankful and grateful how the people responded. And the great God and the people chanted, Amen. They were happy about what was happening. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. All that I'm really trying to say, the people had a hunger for the Word of God. They were happy to receive the Word of God. Their time prior to that time had been spent building the city, rebuilding everything, getting things in order. But they showed respect for the Word of God. You know how we ought to show respect for the Word of God? We ought to live like Christians are supposed to live. We should live like the children of God. Our behavior should be exemplified if it is received. Well, guess what? The reception in the Word. The ears of the people were attentive unto the book of law. The ears of people were attentive. They didn't have anything else to distract, but their very attention to the Word of God. When we study the Word of God, be sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. He lives within us who are children of God. And blessed are they. Lord have mercy. Now listen to this. This is the conclusion. The people were so engrossed in listening to the word as it was read and taught. So they listened intensively from morning until midday. Now you talk about hungry for the word, that's hungry. From morning, all of these people, from morning until midday, Lord have mercy, they stood in their place, listen to this, continually, quietly, and respectively. They were really hungry for the word of God. And they were respectfully during their entire time. I seldom see people who are so attentive and interested in spiritual matters as they are. And interested in spiritual matters as I see how we are engrossed in ball games, TV soap operas, and the list goes on. But blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. What a difference it can make in our lives. And how much greater our influence is for those who do not know God. I like the way it's put. Let your light so shine that people may see your good work, your godly work, your good work, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Don't you know that he's worthy of all of our glory? He's worthy of all of our goodness. He's worthy of all of our praise, honor, and glory. I don't know how you feel about it. I've gotten older, but I'm still glad when they say to me, let's go into the house of the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in sinfulness in the outside world. God is a great God. Nobody can do us what God can do for us. He loved us so much that he gave his son, and when we became children of God, he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And y'all used to hear me talking about when I was preaching, he walks with me. And he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own. And the joy, I'm talking about real joy. I don't have to turn on no music. I'm talking about joy from on the inside. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Would y'all give God some praise and honor and glory in the house of God? He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of all of our praise. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. He changed my life. He keeps on blessing my life. And I recognize that I am who I am and what I am, not because I'm smart, but I am by the grace of Almighty God. And I thank God for his sufficiency of God's grace. He can fix it when it's messed up. Y'all know that, don't you? He can do what nobody else can do. And he does it out of love. That's the message. Invitation time has come. Invitation time. Doors of the church are open.
for the reception of members. And help meet the needs of those who have come, brokenhearted, in need of a Savior. Softly and tenderly, He is calling. Can you hear him today? You know, I've been following Jesus a long time. Wherever he has led me, I've gone. A little short of 10 years, I was led to St. Paul Baptist Church at Chavala Heights. It's been a joy. It's been a blessing. And I'm so glad that I didn't decide to go where I wanted to go, but I went where he wanted me to go. And I am so thankful. I look back on my life and think, where would I be if I hadn't followed? Here I am, as old as I am, time is running out, but I've been on track. Wherever he led, I said, I'm going. And I thank God for that. I see people that have gone so astray. And I see people that don't seem to know where they want to go. Still looking for something that's going to bring some difference in their lives. But I tell you, you can't beat it when you follow him. He will give you grace. And he'll give you glory if only we'll just follow him. One more verse and one more chorus and we'll close. You see that? I'll go with him through the garden. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, Rest, rule, and abide with us until we gather again. My prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.